Contract clauses. Clauses versus provisions. Introduction. Real estate contracts contain clauses and provisions that dictate how a real estate transaction is carried out. Webster's Dictionary defines a clause as a distinct article in a formal contract. Therefore, a clause is a written article that stands alone in a written agreement. Clauses define in detail the obligations and rights of each party to the contract. Provisions are conditions or requirements specified in a legal instrument. The clauses explain the provisions. For example, real estate contracts typically contain a provision for breach of contract, meaning that if a party to the contract defaults, then the injured party has specific remedies available. If the buyer breaches the contract, the seller may enforce specific performance, seek other relief as provided by law, or terminate the contract and receive the earnest money as liquidated damages. The provision for breach of contract is in the default paragraph of the 1-4 family contract, paragraph 15. Why do agents need to understand what the clauses and provisions say? Remember, a real estate transaction is a significant event for buyers and sellers. It is expensive, time-consuming, and can be frustrating. Buyers and sellers consider their real estate agents to be the experts who will provide them with guidance during the process. The contract is the center of the transaction upon which everything hinges. How can you guide someone through the process if you do not understand what the contract says? Your misunderstanding of the meaning of a clause could negatively impact your client. Agents may clarify contract clauses and provisions, but may not provide legal advice to their buyers and sellers. If a client requires an explanation or interpretation of a contract provision, it is best to advise him or her to contact an attorney. Common contract clauses, provisions, and wording. Familiar terms and sections in contracts. Select each tab to learn more about the term / section, commonly found in real estate contracts, as is at the TREC 1-4. Family residential contract contains an as-is provision in paragraph 7, which stipulates that the buyer is purchasing the property in as-is condition. The as-is clause would protect the seller only if the seller completed the seller's disclosure notice to the best of his or her knowledge. The clause would protect the seller if the inspection uncovers a defect and the buyer follows through with the purchase. If the seller is exempt from completing the seller's disclosure notice, the buyer must depend on the inspection to uncover any defects. If a seller fails to disclose a known material defect and the buyer can prove that the seller knew or should have known about it, the courts could award damages to the buyer. As is only provides the seller protection if the seller had no knowledge of a defect or if the buyer knew about it and went through with the purchase despite it. Buyers may accept the property as is or may accept the property as is provided that the seller completes and pays for repairs and treatments specified in the contract. The as is provision does not preclude the buyer from the right to inspect the property. Many buyers will make the transaction contingent on inspection by giving the seller option money. Suppose a buyer has an option on a property and the inspection uncovers a costly repair. In that case, the buyer can terminate the contract within the option period and retain their earnest money. A buyer may also negotiate repairs with a seller by submitting an amendment, listing any additional need for repairs uncovered during the inspection. Contingencies. A contingency is a contract condition that has not yet been met. Common contingencies include financing, the sale of another property, and inspections. A seller can limit a buyer's contingency timeframe with an escape clause. A contingency is the same as saying subject to. For example, a buyer who must sell a property to purchase another would want a contingency. stating that they could terminate the contract if the existing property does not sell within a specified period. In this situation, the agent would submit the TREC addendum for sale of other property by buyer, TREC contract number 10-6. Earnest money. A prospective buyer deposits earnest money as evidence of good faith under the terms of a contract. The buyer will forfeit the earnest money if he or she defaults. However, it will be applied to the purchase price if the sale closes. An agreement between the parties determines the amount of earnest money. In a typical real estate sales contract, the earnest money will be the liquidated damages if the buyer defaults. However, earnest money is not a requirement of a valid contract. If the buyer does not want to put down earnest money, the agent will write $0 into the blank. Sellers may not wish to accept an offer that lacks earnest money, but it is well within the buyer's right to submit one. The earnest money provision is in paragraph 5 of the TREC 1-4 family residential contract. The buyer has 3 days after the effective date of the contract to deliver the specified earnest money to the escrow agent. Note that time is of the essence for this paragraph. Questions regarding earnest money delivery. 1. What if the last day to deliver the earnest money to the title company falls on a Sunday? Then the buyer has until Monday to deliver the earnest money to the escrow agent, that is the title company. 2. How will the seller know if the buyer satisfies the time is of the essence provision? An agent of the title company will fill in the earnest money receipt in the 1-4 family residential contract. The agent will record the date and time the title company received the buyer's earnest money, which serves as proof that the buyer performed his or her obligation on time. 3. What happens if the buyer does not deliver the earnest money within 3 days of the effective date? To terminate the agreement, the seller must give notice of termination to the buyer before the buyer delivers the earnest money to the escrow agent. If the buyer happens to deliver the earnest money before the seller can provide the notice of termination, the sale will proceed according to the contract. More familiar terms and sections in contracts. Select each tab to learn more about the term or section commonly found in real estate contracts. Objections. In paragraph 6, D of the TREC 1-4, family residential contract, buyers have the opportunity to object in writing to defects, exceptions or encumbrances, to title disclosed on the survey or title commitment unless they fall under 6A, 1 through 9. They may also object to any prohibitions against specific uses or activities for which they wish to utilize the property. An agent should ask the buyer how they plan to use the property. If the buyer merely intends to live in the single family home on the property, the agent can draw a line through the blanks or simply write NA. Agents are advised not to write single family residential in paragraph 60. This use is not an objection as the contract is designed specifically for 1-4 family residential. Residential use is implied. Paragraph 6D was designed to protect buyers with needs or wants that could prevent them from purchasing a specific property if those needs and wants are prohibited. If the buyer indicates that he or she wants to keep exotic pets on the property, run an in-home daycare out of the property, raise chickens in the backyard, or install an in-ground swimming pool in the future, write these into 6D. The agent must determine how the buyer wishes to use the property because some local ordinances or homeowners association rules may prohibit the intended uses. This paragraph protects buyers because it gives them an out if they are not allowed to use the property as they intend. Who wants to purchase a property for a specific use only to discover that use is prohibited? For example, if a buyer wants to keep horses on the property, the agent should write horses must be allowed on the property. If the buyer finds out that the HOA prohibits owners from stabling horses in the neighbourhood, the buyer could terminate the contract and continue searching for a property on which she can keep her horses. The contract states that the buyer has until the closing date to object, or the agent may specify a time frame beginning after the buyer receives the title commitment, exception documents, and the survey during which the buyer may object. If the buyer has notified the seller of any objections, the seller can try to cure them. The time frame in which the seller must cure the objections is called the cure period. Suppose the seller does not cure the objections within 15 days of receiving them. In that case, the buyer may terminate the contract within 5 days of the end of the cure period after delivering notice to the seller or waive the objections and proceed to closing. Please note that the seller is not obligated to cure the buyer's objections. Options. An option is a right to purchase a property within a definite time at a specified price. There is no obligation on behalf of the buyer to purchase the property. However, the seller must sell if the option holder exercises the right to purchase. The termination option gives the buyer the right to terminate the contract at any time and for any reason. To terminate the contract, the buyer's agent will submit the notice of buyers. Termination of contract. TREC contract number 38-8. The buyer can choose to check off one of the reasons for termination, including the inability to obtain third-party financing or an unsatisfactory appraisal, or may simply indicate that they are exercising the unrestricted right to terminate the contract. No explanation is required. The option fee provision is in paragraph 5. B of the TREC 1-4 Family Residential Contract. Please note that in Texas, the option fee cannot be $0. Without an option fee, a valid option does not exist. Option money and earnest money are not the same. Do not confuse them. However, a buyer may combine the earnest money and the option fee into one payment. If the buyer gives the escrow agent one payment for both, the escrow agent will apply the option fee to the sales price at closing, then the earnest money. How will the seller know if the buyer performs this obligation on time? The escrow agent will fill in the option fee receipt on page 11 of the contract, dating it. Property and exclusions. The TREC contracts define property as the land, improvements, and accessories collectively. Notice that the contract specifically names a series of items as improvements and accessories that would typically convey with the property. However, do not assume that the seller intends to leave any of these items for the buyer. The contract contains a specific list of items because once upon a time, some buyers assumed these items would convey. The agents did not exclude them in the contract, leading to misunderstanding, disappointment, and in some cases, litigation. For example, since they are significant selling points, it may seem strange that a seller would remove seemingly built-in items from an outdoor kitchen, like a gas grill and outdoor refrigerator. However, the seller bought those items and may intend to use them in the outdoor kitchen of their new custom-built home. Do not assume. Discuss these things with the seller while completing the listing agreement, being very specific about which items stay and which go. Include any exclusions in the listing agreement, the MLS, and the contract to ensure that there is no misunderstanding. The Broker Lawyer Committee often revises the contract forms, adding items to this paragraph as more cases arise and technology evolves. Today, smart home technology has created new issues for buyers and sellers regarding who owns the components that make a smart home smart. For example, imagine a home outfitted with smart devices like a smart video doorbell system. The faceplate is installed on the home's exterior near the front door, so one might assume the doorbell will stay. However, the seller may have every intention of removing the video doorbell and installing a regular doorbell. Always check with the seller when writing up the contract. For more information about paragraph 2 of the contract and smart homes, check out the TREC Legal Update 1 course, Special Provisions. This Special Provisions clause is in the contract for additional informational items. The contract defines an additional information item as a statement that completes a blank in a contract, discloses factual information, or provides instructions. The blanks are designated for informational items not addressed in the contract and for which no TREC promulgated addendum or another mandatory form exists. License holders must take special care when adding anything to this paragraph, as they risk engaging in the unauthorized practice of law. Much of the litigation surrounding real estate contracts involves poorly constructed provisions in this paragraph. For example, license holders should never write conditional statements, if-then statements, into this paragraph. License holders should not write in items of personal property the buyer wants to convey as part of the transaction. For this situation, the agent will submit the non-realty items addendum, NINU TREC Form OP-M, describing the items in detail that will convey. In most cases, there will not be an occasion to enter language into this paragraph, as TREC promulgates addenda and forms that satisfy most circumstances. If, for some reason, a client asks a license holder to write language into the special provisions paragraph, the agent should document that the parties asked specifically for the agent to add the language. Keep that document in the transaction file in case any questions arise. A buyer or seller's attorney can draft a language for the special provisions paragraph. Please note that an attorney for the license holder or the title company cannot draft language to insert into the special provisions paragraph. License holders may not make or recommend additional changes to the contract. Time is of the essence. Time is of the essence is a phrase in a contract that allows each party to hold the other to strict performance by the date specified. In a contract, with a time is of the essence clause, if one party cannot perform precisely on time, the contract becomes voidable at the option of the other party. If time is of the essence is not specified in a provision, a court may not enforce that provision in the event a party does not perform by the specified date. There could be extenuating circumstances or other issues that the court may consider.